Hey, Harmony, what do you have there?
Well, it looks like a frisbee.
I've never seen anything like it, and it doesn't look like a frisbee. It's round, flat, has grooves, a hole in the middle, and it has a sticker that says Elvis Double Trouble on it, and a bunch of songs listed. Who's Elvis?
The only way to really prove that it's a frisbee is to throw it. Mom's going to be really mad. Not only is her precious vase shattered, but the Elvis is totally destroyed.
Harmony, I think I know what that Elvis thing was. I remember Dad talking about vinyl and records. Flat objects that when placed on machines that spun around with a needle, it actually played music. Isn't that weird? Also, that some of these objects are worth a lot of money.
Do you think that Elvis thing was worth a lot of money?
Let me Google this. Here we go. Let's call Vinyl Record Dude. He looks like some sort of flat object superhero. It says that he specializes in these things called records. He buys and sells them and has hundreds of thousands in stock and is always on the hunt for the ultimate collection. He's our guy. Go to www.vinylrecorddude.com.
What was that again?
www.vinylrecorddude.com.
Thanks, Vinyl Record Dude. We may not be in double trouble after all. Thanks, Vinyl Record Dude.
Hi, this is Rio Wade, host of Paper Hope Street Team, and this is Our Future is Missing Voice America Kids. Please be on the lookout for 4-year-old Luis Amaya, a Hispanic male child with brown hair and brown eyes, 2'5" tall, and weighs 50 pounds. Luis was missing from Fresno, California on March 28, 2010. Luis may be in the company of relatives, and this could be a family abduction. If you know of Luis Amaya's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Luis, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
This is VoiceAmericaKids.com. Places, everyone. Get ready for Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. This show will take you inside, on stage, and behind the productions in the world of theater. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. This is Haley.
And this is Sky.
You're listening to Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network. So, we haven't been here for 2 weeks. Glad to see you, hear you guys.
Hello.
For you guys to hear us? What?
I do not know.
Okay, well, first off, we'd like to say Sky has actually been in France for the last 2 weeks. Ooh. This is why. In our next segment, we'll be talking about Sky's amazing trip in France, so you guys can hear about that later. But first, we have a very entertaining murder mystery.
Very entertaining. Mm-hmm. It's like the best show I personally think that like has ever been done at the theater.
Mm-hmm. And it is called Pasta, Pistols, and Passion. It is a murder mystery, and it's written by Ross Collins.
Mm-hmm. It's at the Fountain Hills Community Theater in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually adapted by Susan Miller D. and Ross Collins. So they both kind of co-directed it and wrote it.
Mm-hmm. And this is to help support the Apple Corps. Mm-hmm. It's a group of kids that are raising money to do a 5-week acting camp during the summer and to go to a trip to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Haley and I are going.
Yeah. So this is a very special fundraiser that we do. It probably rains like pulls in the most money that we get. It's a really amazing show we put on. There's mm-hmm. food. There's
It takes place actually at a restaurant.
It's
we
called
leave the
Appian Way.
And it's a great Italian restaurant. We've been doing the murder mystery there for years. Haley and I have been doing the murder mystery for 1 year beforehand. Mm-hmm. And they've done it for so many years before that, but I don't really know the exact number.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is like, this is a really big help.
Is a really nice one.
Yeah, and all the money goes and it's split between the people in Apple Corps, and we go and we do concessions and we help with fundraisers and stuff like that for shows.
Mm-hmm.
And however many points we have is like, each point is worth a certain amount of money, and you get points by like how long you work.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So we're trying to get more points and more points so the cost of
our trip in the camp
will be less.
Mm-hmm.
Just so it kind of, you know, takes away the cost. And it's really fun, too.
Yeah.
The murder mystery, really funny parts. They're not really adult-themed, but they're meant for adult characters. So it's kind of fun to have the kids do it just mm-hmm. because, you know.
Yeah, we don't really have any kids. I think we're probably the youngest, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm the youngest in the cast?
Yes, Sky is the youngest person in the whole cast, actually.
13, guys. Yeah.
Well, I am, too, but she's a little bit younger than I am.
Yup.
But it's a really fun show, Pastas, Pistols, and Passion, and the names are very funny, the character names. We'll read a couple of them to you guys. The first one, her name is Mama Rosaroni, kind of like Viceroni.
Yep. And then the second one is Sister Addie
Nussbaum.
Nussbaum.
Mm-hmm. And I don't quite know, I don't get that one. Addie Nussbaum, that's probably some sort of word.
Yeah.
But she's a nun.
She's a nun. It's so funny because, like, nuns are supposed to be all proper, but she has some parts where she's, like, fighting scenes and stuff like that. It's so funny.
And then Lois Lane and Clark Dent. Where have we heard those names before? Lois Lane
Don't start, Haley.
I'm sorry. Sky doesn't really know superheroes. But if you guys have seen Superman, you know Clark Kent, Lois Lane.
Like Lois and Clark. Never mind.
Okay. Okay. Well, those ones are very popular. And then Rocco Scarface. My grandma had to explain this one to me. I didn't know it before. But apparently Scarface is like this movie where there's like a mobster guy and this character's a mobster. So that's apparently where Scarface came from. But that's still cool. It's funny.
Wait, Haley. Lewis and Clark.
It's Lois and Clark from Superman.
So it's not related?
No.
Oh.
Sky.
Well, I'm sorry.
Anyways, and this is the main character. This is the guy who was murdered. His name is Pepe Roni.
Pepperoni,
get it?
Oh my gosh, what a pun.
And the next guy, this is his son. His name is Marco Roni. Macaroni.
And Pepperoni, you would think that maybe he wouldn't have, like, a very big part, but he has, like, parts where his ghost, like, comes out of his body, and we have, like, a really cool idea for that, and it's going to be really
fun. Yeah, he like snaps and everybody freezes, and it's like kind of his world, and like he's watching all of us. As it's really funny. The next character is Angel Roni, and I'm pretty sure that's kind of based off of like Angel Hair Pasta, possibly.
I don't know.
But actually, I think what's funny is that she's a really mean, rotten character, and her name is Angel.
Yeah.
So
and she's like, nice. And then everybody, they're all like, oh, how we miss Peppy, and then they're like, they're just I don't know.
Yeah,
they like, don't really care.
They don't really
miss
him.
Like they're caring.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
The next character, his name is Beaujolais, and he's French. That's some sort of like French sauce or some sort of Italian item.
I don't know.
I guess. But it's a French word or something. Don't ask us. We're just kids. Oh, and this is probably my favorite character, Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. She is a cranky, well, emotional pregnant lady. And she is so funny. Oh my god.
Very bipolar and likes her candy bars.
Yes. She loves candy bars.
And then these are about to read mine and Sky's characters.
The best characters in the whole
show. In the whole show, guys.
The whole world, actually.
We'll both say our names. I'm Claire.
And I'm Voyant.
Clairvoyant.
Oh.
Yeah. Because we are the psychic twins. We, like, see ghosts and we read palms and we, like, have visions.
Yeah. We have, like, really funny characters. We do, so we're blind, but we are not actually blind.
Don't tell them why. It's part of the plot. We can't tell you anything.
Although we are not suspects, so we cannot possibly be the murderer. So that
or could we?
I don't know.
We can't tell
Maybe
you guys
we
anything.
We are suspects.
We can't tell you guys anything because that would ruin the show.
Yeah.
But it's a really great show. Mm. Basically, how it starts out is that we're all talking at the funeral, and then these reporters come in. That's Lois and Clark are the reporters.
Lois and Clark. Okay. No. And then, so everybody introduces themselves, and they start out with, like, a scene where they're starting to know everyone, and then we go into a break where, do they get served the dinner in the beginning, or
I think they get their first course, which is kind of like the No, they get their appetizers
and
first.
And then is that why Mama says eat? Because, like, they have to have food.
Yeah, because this is a murder mystery dinner party.
Working something out on the air. We're trying to figure out something.
So it starts out, Pepe, like, raises out of his coffin and, like, snaps his finger, and everybody that's alive freezes, and he's, like, he's basically the narrator, I'd say.
Basically.
He's kind of saying, moving the story along, saying what's going to happen.
But then you would think that Pepe could tell you who murdered him. But he can't.
He was shot in the back. He didn't know who murdered him.
Nope. So it's a real mystery.
And I don't know if you guys can see because we're on air, but ever since I've started being in the show, body language has come to me because Italians use their hands for everything they're saying. And right now I'm swinging my arms everywhere.
I was wondering what you were doing.
I can't help it. This show.
She was like. Making, like, a snapping motion.
The Italians, they just kind of rub off on me now.
Oh, mamma mia. I can't do an Italian accent, guys. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, but it's a really amazing show. If you guys are in the Fountain Hills, Arizona area, it's going to be at the Appian Way restaurant on the 21st and 22nd of April. So that's, coming up very soon this week. Well, next week. Yes, very exciting.
And it's really cool. It's, really interactive and everything. Because during the middle, which it would be normally an intermission, the cast goes around and they sell clues to people. So you can try to get a hint of who the murderer is. And then at the end, they hand out a sheet of paper and you have to try to guess, who it is. And I think the ones that get it right get mentioned.
Yeah, they say... how many people got the right guesses or something?
Do they read their names? Like, last year they read their names.
Yeah, last year they read their names one of the nights, but it's really fun.
And then we also sell a lot of raffle tickets and stuff there. And
Raffle. Get the raffle stuff. You guys have a chance of winning really amazing things in the raffle.
And they can't come to Fountain Hills, is there a place where they can donate just online?
If you go to the website, it's www.fountainhillstheater.com. There's a little donate button if you want to, if you can't come down to the murder mystery.
And we would appreciate it so much.
Yes, and if you can come to the murder mystery, it'll be lots of fun. I'm not sure if they do it again this year, but last year all the audience members got little name tags. I know my brother's name was Earl E. Bird because he was the first person there.
Oh, yeah, Bird. Yeah. And so then, last year, they had a huge room, and they have so many people, and we were totally sold out, so you guys have to get your tickets really quick.
Yeah. It's really fun. If you want more information, you can go to the website, and, do you guys want to know who the murderer is? Do you really want to know?
We might tell you.
Do you really want to know? Really?
Yeah.
You want to know? You want to know? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to come see it.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Yep. Gonna have to come see it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up this one. We will talk to you guys in a minute. I'm Haley.
And I'm Skye. This is Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Hey, this is Sky.
And this is Haley. You're listening to Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network.
So, now we're going to talk to you a little bit about my trip to France.
Woo, France!
Oh, we told you we would. Following so, up.
Yes, I'll be asking you questions because she hasn't actually told me anything about her trip yet. I'm really excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw her for the first time yesterday since she's been gone, and it's been, like, crazy. Yeah.
I went to her house to pick her up, and she, like, almost tackled me to the floor. She came out, and she, like...
Well, that's what happens when you don't see your best friends for more than, like, 10 days.
Yep.
How long were you gone? You were gone for, like,
14 days, 2 weeks? Yeah.
But then you were also not back in Fountain Hills for a while, so you were gone for more than 2 weeks, though. So.
Nope. Oh, well, I saw you 15 days later, but...
Yeah. It was sad, but it was really exciting to see her again. I was lonely without her.
How flattering.
So, this isn't really related to our show at all, but this is kind of the reasoning why we haven't made an episode in 2 weeks. So we're just going to talk about it. It's just nice to hear about things, vacations and stuff. Really fun. So I'm just going to ask you questions. First off, how was the flights? How were they?
The flight was... I was terrified. It was my first airplane ride ever. And well, I was like one when I took my
Paris?
First one.
That's crazy for first airplane ride.
We took our first one to Dallas, Texas. And I was really afraid because we were sitting right next to the engines and we were like in the very back row. Like there was no farther back that you could have gotten. And we looked out and we could see were the engines. Like it was a total block of like... blockade of our view, and so I was afraid that if our plane something went wrong that like the engine would set on fire or something and that I would be squished towards the window
and don't think that, Sky. Let's just keep going now. So happy way we're on our way to Europe. Yep. Sky.
And then the airplane food, I'm sorry, but I did not like it. I had chicken and rice and the chicken was really gross.
Well, airplane food,
airplane food. Yum.
The longest flight I've ever been on is like 6 hours, and we didn't actually get a real meal. We just got like peanuts.
Yeah. Our first one from Arizona to Texas was like 2 hours, and then the one from Texas to Paris was like 9 hours. And oh my gosh. And I couldn't fall asleep, so I stayed awake the whole time.
Must have been crazy.
Yeah.
So what was it like? Where did you go first when you got there?
We went... Well, straight to our hotel. We took a cab, but everything in Paris is, like, so much busier than here. It's kind of, like, probably the traffic's kind of more like New York, like New York City traffic. So it was crazy having – we had a big, huge van come pick us up. Like, it looked like a mini bus, like a short bus. And it picked us up, and we were wondering how it parked anywhere because the parking spots were so, like, limited that we, like – I don't know. We had to. There's people that park in the middle of the street. Like they just stop in the middle of the street and they turn their car off, and then you have to drive around them.
That's crazy.
I know. Like that, we went by like 20 cars like that, and I was like, funny. How do they not get in trouble for this?
So, did you just go to Paris, or where else did you go? It was just
no.
There?
We just went to Paris.
Just so. Paris. Yep. Okay, that's nice.
Yep.
So I don't know. What was your favorite part?
I liked the Louvre. The Louvre was really interesting. It's like the biggest museum in Paris, I think. I could be totally wrong. I don't know. But there was just so much stuff to look at. I like the Egyptian stuff because I think the pyramids are really interesting. Like, what happened? Where'd the Egyptians go? I don't know.
That's
and
cool.
Stuff like that. And then, yeah, I also like shopping a lot.
Shopping in Paris. I saw your Facebook status. I was so jealous. It was like shopping in Paris, smiley face.
Yep.
Nobody believed her, but it was
I know.
True.
They were just like, not really. And I was like, yeah, that's why I haven't been at school for 2 weeks. Gosh.
Yeah, but really exciting. I really wish I came, but you know,
I wanted you to come too.
It's okay. Yeah. Long distance friendship.
It wasn't with my mom.
So. We like Skyped every day a lot, so we got to talk to each other.
I went with my aunt and my uncle and my 5-year-old cousin Shay, who is absolutely adorable. She's like the most outgoing person I've ever met in my life. Like, you cannot meet anyone more outgoing than Shay is.
That's
she.
Funny.
Oh my goodness.
And what was maybe like the least favorite part, you think?
Well, my cousin Shay had this brilliant idea to go and tour the sewers. So we actually went to this place that you could go underground to a working sewer, and you could tour the sewer and walk along the sewer water, and it was terrible. My uncle thought it was very interesting, but my aunt ended up giving me, like, this stuff she had in her purse. I don't know what it was. It's, like, this peppermint stuff, and you put it on yourself, and you're, like, smell you or something. But then so I like put it on my hand and then it smelt so bad and I almost started crying, so I smeared it all over my new scarf so I could put it towards my face. So yeah, that was definitely not the best experience. My aunt asked me if I wanted like a souvenir from there or a ticket, and I was just like, no.
Not from the sewer.
No, I don't want that ticket.
What were some other cool monuments you saw? Of course, like the Eiffel Tower, but
yeah,
is there anything
the Eiffel
else?
Tower, it was like, they had this really cool thing. We went all the way to the top, and I was so terrified in the elevator. But once I was, like, at the top and I could, like, move myself instead of being moved, which is, like, terrifying, is I, like, they had this thing, and it was, it looked like a giant, not scale, height thing.
Like a measuring
thing? A measuring thing. And it was, like, 280 meters. And then so you stood there, and it was like you were 280 meters tall because that's how high up you were. I don't
know.
Yeah, and then I took lots of pictures, like 300. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
What are some more interesting things that happened? Did you get to, like, talk to people, or what are some things
well,
that you did?
Well, I can't do a French accent, so I mimed a lot of stuff.
Well, a lot of mimes are in France. You got to think about that.
Yeah, we met this golden statue, and he was so cool. Like, do you ever see, like, it was like a tin man, and he had, like, but none of himself was, like, actually painted gold. He had, like, gold gloves and, like, a gold hat and like not hat yeah gold hat I guess, and then a golden mask and stuff, and he's like, he stood totally still, and we went up to him, and my cousin Shay went up to look at him, and he like moved really quickly, and I screamed, I freaked out. It was so scary, but it was so cool.
That's cool.
We also the previous question, like the monuments, we went to the Arc de Triomphe, and we had to climb 284 steps
Whoa.
To get to the top. So I was like really feeling buff and proud of myself after that whole walking stuff.
That's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me about that. Tell them about that thing you told me about the picturing, the thing
oh,
you wanted picturing? To do on the streets to confuse people.
So I don't know if anyone else has heard of like Hoi Aing or like
coning, all those things, like
all those type of stuff. So then whenever I was near the Eiffel Tower, I saw a bunch of people, like, taking pictures, and I noticed how people just, like, stopped and because they were, like, considerate, you know? So they just stopped, and they, like, waited, and then they would, like, walk around sometimes. But then, so I had this genius idea that I tried a couple of times when I was at the Eiffel Tower, and you would just, like, stop somewhere, like, really, like, with a lot of, like, traffic and, like, people going by. So then I just, like, stood there, and I was, like, pointing, and I was smiling, and there was, like, 20 people that were, like, just finished crossing the street, and they had, like, just gotten in, and they stopped, and then they were, like, stood there for a couple of seconds, and then they looked around, and they noticed there was no camera, so I let them all walk by, and then I just, like, left, and I just, like, stopped, I just moved.
So basically you're
away.
Pretending to pose for a camera so
yeah.
people will, like, wait around
Stop,
you,
then,
but then they look, and this is not actually a camera. It's just kind of funny because...
I don't know, photoing, stopping... picture-eking.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah, tell them about, like, the accents, how people think that we have accents there.
Oh, yeah,
kind of
that's
confused.
Kind of, like, a weird thing to think about. I'm not sure if anyone else that's listening to this thinks that they like thinks that we have accents.
Yeah,
they do. Like, you think that you have accents, and we're like, we're totally normal.
But to you guys, we might have an accent. Yeah. So
not that, like, not normal as in like you're weird, but like, you know what I mean.
We're weird. We're the weird ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just kind of cool because people are normally like, oh, who are those Americans with that accent? And we're like, accent? What?
Yeah, we're like,
because we're used to this voice. So
They had like the foods that I was obsessing over there were crepes with Nutella in it. Nutella, I don't know, like, everybody always posts pictures of Nutella and they're always like, Nutella. So then I saw this big giant Nutella thing that was like two times the size of my hand, and I took a picture next to it, and I felt so proud because I never understood why they took pictures of Nutella, but I took one and I posted it on Facebook.
So, well then.
Yep.
But was it good? And was then, all your food good?
Mm-hmm. And then my cousin Shay, so she didn't get cranky, we would feed her baguettes. It's like the type of bread that they have in France. And it's like Italian bread, but like 20 times better. And that's so cool. She wouldn't get cranky.
Was there any food that maybe wasn't very good?
They had a lot of fish. And I ate fish. I mean, not fish, shrimp. And it was like, I ate like two of them. And then I looked and do you like the poop vein or something like that? What is it?
I don't know what it's called.
It's like that black thing that like shrimp gross stuff. I ate two of that. So then I was like, I'm totally not hungry now. And then I ordered a cake. So,
well, we're going to move on to our next segment. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
You're listening to Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Haley.
And this is Sky.
You're listening to Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network. So now we are going to talk about an opera that I saw.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to see this one because I was in France. Like our last segment, I talked about it. But what was the opera called?
It was called Orfeo ed Euridice. Euridice.
Very yes. Italian name.
It's Italian. It was all in Italian. My friend Katie saw that with me. She couldn't be on the air today, but if she could, we'd both be able to talk about it, but it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of hard to understand because it was un-Italian, but they had subtitles, so it kind of made more sense to me.
Were you like, does your singing teacher, is she kind of like an opera person? Haley's been taking singing lessons, and she is such an amazing singer. Oh my goodness, guys. She's like, shucks. I think she should be famous, but she's not. Haley, be famous.
I'm sorry.
Get famous.
But yeah, my singing teacher took a group of us, her students, to go see the opera. It was like amazing. I've never heard people sing like that.
Were they
before.
Like great singers? Were they like really amazing?
Really good. They didn't have any microphones because it's opera. That means like loud and like.
They have no microphones? Yeah. Oh my god!
Because they have to sing like really. That's like the
How
purpose
big was
of
the
opera.
Theater?
It was balconies.
Oh my goodness!
That's the point of opera. Is like you have to be like loud and like. Yeah.
Seems like I've been sitting in a cave.
Yeah, but it was really good.
Were there lots of people in the cast?
Well, there was only two main characters, which were the Orfeo and Eurydice. But the rest of them were just kind of ensemble characters. And then there was, like, an angel. And there was, like, the death people. So, but basically, there is just the two main characters.
And in operas, is there, like, dance numbers?
There was dancing, but this was taking place years and years and years and years back. So it was really like, I don't know, ballroom type of things. I don't know. I don't want to pronounce these wrong, but I'm just going to go for it. The main character, Orfeo, was played by Catherine Goldner, I'm hoping. And she was actually a woman playing a man's part because they couldn't find a guy who would sing a mezzo-soprano role, so they had a woman play the main character, which was very interesting because I've never really thought of it that way. Normally, in old theater shows, it would be, like, a man playing a woman's part.
But, did you say it was for the notes? Or, like, because you couldn't...
Because it was really high range. It was a soprano.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
But it was really interesting, but it was cool to see it, you know, different than normal.
Were the costumes, like, huge and grand, like stereotypical opera?
Okay, it was crazy. They were really old-fashioned. First off, everybody had blue shoes.
Blue suede shoes.
They were like, they're blue shoes.
Is that why? No, that's not why.
That's not why, Sky. Sky. Oh. No.
Okay.
They just all had blue shoes. I thought that was weird, but it was kind of cool. Just, I don't know. Blue shoes, blue shoes.
Did you notice that, like, early on? Is it, like, something that you notice?
It was something we noticed halfway through that every single person was wearing blue shoes. They were, like, baby blue shoes. It was weird.
Oh, cool. And, like, the set? I would picture, like, a Romeo and Juliet set.
It was really cool. It was, like, there was many different scenes to it, but the opening scene, they were all in, like, a kind of courtyard outside area. Then it went into, like, this underworld scene, and it was really scary, and there was, like, broken, like, shattered things, and it was all,
so
like,
cool.
Crazy.
So, like, if you couldn't tell the language, could you kind of go along with it by what the set looked like?
Definitely from what the set looks like, the costumes and their gestures. They have to have a lot of body language so we can understand it better. And, yeah, the subtitles were, like, at the top, and they didn't have it for every single word. They only did, like, one sentence every couple of sentences, not to make it, in case people are, like, needed to read it slowly.
Yeah.
So you'd get, like, the basic gist of what they were saying. Yeah.
When they were doing set changes, were they, like, drops or were they...
There was no drops. It was really cool. Everything was connected to, like, chains or ropes, and they would, like, pull away in different directions. Like, things came down from the ceiling, and, like, there was, like, chains connected to these bars, and they would come down, and then they'd, like, get pulled back up, and everything was really cool. Like, you couldn't see any stagehands pulling things off. It all happened just by, like, controls. It was really cool.
Did you know the plot? Like, could you tell us a little bit about
the plot?
What it was?
Okay. So it started out when everybody was at a party and they're all having a good time, but then, like, these people with hoods came on and they kept tapping this one girl on the shoulder, and every time they did, she would, like, get a chill, but then she'd be like, oh, it's probably nothing, and she kept going on with
so
her business.
So, like, invisible, like, ghost things?
Type of thing,
mentors.
Like, yeah.
Harry Potter reference.
They did look like that. They had, like, the capes and the gloves, and yeah, they were scary. And then they all got in this circle, and they were all doing this dance in a circle. Then all of a sudden, somebody screamed, and they all backed up. And the girl was, like, dead on the floor, and she had been bitten by a snake.
Was it cool, like, you couldn't see her?
No, like, we didn't know where she went. Everybody just, like, backed up, and she was, like, laying on the ground.
That's cool.
And we don't know, like, where she came from. But she was bitten by a snake. And then Orfeo comes in and is like, oh, my love, you died. And he, like, throws the snake away, and he's all like, I shall avenge her. And he's, like, having this big moment. Mm-hmm. And then he's, like, he was about to kill himself because he's, like, I can't live without my wife. But then an angel comes and is, like, the gods have heard your sorrow, and they're going to let you go to the underworld and try to save her. And so they're, like, asking, like, the Greek gods, like Zeus and all of them to, like,
so cool.
bring him down. So he goes down, and the angel gives him this harp. And there was this really cool dance when they got down to the underworld. There were all these, like, zombies, and they were all, like, chasing him and trying to, like, get him away. But whenever he held up the harp, then they would all, like, back away because it was playing, like, good music or something. So they would all be afraid by it. And then he went down, and then I don't know how it was the underworld, because once he got there, it was, like, pretty. It was, like, clouds, and everybody was all happy, and I was like, this is confusing. But I kind of just went along with it. And he had to, like, find his bride, because there was all these girls. There was, like, 10 girls, and they had these cloaks on, but they were, like, white cloaks. And he had to try to figure out which one was his. And then they all got in this group, and then once again, everybody backed up, and she was in the middle. It's like, we don't know how she got there. It was like, she popped up out of nowhere. It was really cool.
That's so cool.
But then he tried saving her, but there was these rules. He could not see her and could not talk to her. Like, he couldn't. Oh. I don't
know.
He wasn't allowed to.
Could you tell that by, like, the acting?
Yeah, because he wasn't allowed to talk to her, and he couldn't say why he was taking her back. She's like, I like this place. It was fun. And they got in this huge fight, but then they ended up saving her. All came back to a happy place. And they were back to normal again. But then, for some reason, I don't know why, this awkward man in the background just fainted. Like, he didn't faint. He just, like, died because those Death Eaters came back. I'm going to call them that now. they came back, and then this one girl fainted, and this one guy fainted. And then the guy, like, people picked him back up. And then the other girl just, like, laid there dead, and then the curtain closed, and then it was done.
Oh.
And I was like, what? So I guess it was like a sacrifice. Like, one person got brought back and one person died. I didn't really understand that, but it was cool.
Was it like, was there, for the singing, you said main characters, was there the group singing too?
Yeah, there was a lot of group singing, a lot of harmonies. I couldn't believe every single person had a different harmony.
I guess they would have to, like, really take it down a notch, huh? Because, like singing-wise, like, how the volume, was it, like, way overpowering for your ears, or were they, like, really good at controlling their volume?
I'm not sure how it will really sound. We saw it on, like, the preview night, and they do this thing where on rehearsals and preview nights, they kind of hold back their voice, so on the actual performances, it's, like, full out. So since we saw it on the preview night,
did
we didn't hear their,
like,
yeah, the guy told us that before the show started, so we didn't hear, like, the full blast of it, but it was still, like, really, like, loud, but it wasn't bad. It was, like, really cool sounding.
Yeah, I bet, like, if everybody sung at their full volume like they're supposed to, it would be, like, way loud.
And we were sitting in, like, the very front row, so we could see the opera pit down there too, and the conductor
That's
was
so
really
cool.
funny, because he was, like, doing his little conductor thing, and he kept looking back and, like, making faces at us, but it was really funny.
Guys?
Yeah, he's like,
oh, that's funny,
making faces. But
and did they have, like, so the live orchestra, could you, like, was it a band or an orchestra? Probably
it was
an orchestra.
It was all
fancy
violins.
Did it sound,
and
like,
stuff.
Beautiful?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Cool. Don't you wish that we could have, like, a orchestra pit in our theater?
Yeah, it's okay.
So
we have an awesome band backstage.
Yes, we
sometimes.
Do. We have an awesome band.
Yeah, but it was really fun to go there. They're doing a lot more shows. Let me see if I can find the theater that it was at. But they do a lot of amazing things there. It's also being performed in Tucson later on, but we saw it here in Phoenix.
Tucson, Arizona, just in case.
Yeah, just in case you guys didn't know. But they travel with this show, like, all around the United States.
That's so cool. And wasn't it, like, a really popular thing? It was, like, is it a really well-known opera?
Yeah, it says that opera first premiered in, I'm not going to try to pronounce that, let's Vienna, October of 1762.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And this is the first time it has been performed by Arizona Opera, and it's only the third time it's ever been performed in the United States when I saw it.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really fun. If you guys can get a chance to see it, that would be great. So we're going to take a break. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
This is Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network.
Find
out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood, your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take Two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
This is Curtain Call on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, back to the show.
Hi, this is Sky.
And this is Haley.
And you're listening to Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network.
Okay, so for this last segment, we're going to be talking about a movie that we both saw.
Which we both loved, like, a lot.
It was a very good movie. It was called Mirror. Yes. No.
Stop them all.
It was called Mirror, and it was basically a...
Like a darkened type of
Well, movie. Not really, not as much as the other one will be, but it was a story of the Queen's Tale from Snow White, but the Brothers Grimm version.
Queen's Tale in quote, not quotation.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was based off of the Brothers Grimm version of Snow White, so this is not the Disney version where everything's like happy, yay, but... It was still happy in the end, but it was kind of dark in some parts.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. It was actually like the sets and everything. Did they film it in an actual forest?
I think it was like it looked like an actual forest.
It looked like an actual castle too. So I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normally whenever there's like a forest scene, they use like the fake trees and the fake stuff. But it looked really real. Like even if you looked off into the distance, you would just miles and miles of forest.
I know that was so cool.
Yeah, but basically. It started out with the Queen narrating it, and the Queen is played by Julia Roberts, very famous actress, yes. Seen in a lot of things before, but Julia Roberts is the Queen, she's the evil Queen, ugh, She is narrating the story, and it starts out talking about, like, how she kind of made a potion to marry the king, and the king was actually Snow White's dad, and but then, like, he died, and then she's been living with the evil queen. Okay,
Snow White's a princess, but her dad wasn't the king.
What?
Nothing. You just said something that was obvious. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. But, like, her dad, like, goes into the forest and is never found again. And she has to live with the evil queen.
Yep. And the evil queen, I thought, like, she was, like, the best character ever. She was such a good actress.
She was really funny.
I know. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So, it is Snow White's 18th birthday, and she wants to, like, go to the castle party, but then she's like, no, you have to know when you've lost or something, and she's all, the queen's being mean to her.
Yeah, because Snow White has, like, hardly ever came out of her bedroom. Mm-hmm. She goes to the kitchen, it seems like, a lot.
Yeah, she's never left the castle before, except for when she was younger with her dad.
And when, everything was happy, like we said before, it was all dancy and everything, and Snow White still thinks it's that way now.
Because she's never been out into the real world. She doesn't know what the queen has done to the poor people.
Well, they weren't poor.
But they are now.
They are now, but Snow White does not know, so keep it a secret.
Keep it safe. Okay. anyways, so she goes back into her room, and she's all sad, but then a lady from the kitchen, like, gives her this knife thing.
It's her father's old...
I don't know what to call it. Little spear knife thing.
Spammer.
It's some thing you can stab a person with, but it was, like, her dad's...
Dagger!
Yeah, dagger!
It's a dagger.
And she gave it to Snow White, and Snow White, like, kept it with her. Mm. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, she goes to escape.
Yes, she does.
The castle. And she goes to the town and, like, realizes that... Yeah,
but first, no one... Yeah. Everybody told... The queen has, like, told everyone that Snow White was, like... Did they describe her as, like, a troll or something?
They described her as, like, a mean person you never want to meet, Snow White.
And then she was, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. She looked weird or something. And she was, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Lost her mind. Gone.
Went to the town and found out what the queen had been doing. And she was, like,
she was really, really angry.
Mm-hmm. And she wanted to help them somehow. So, like, she was in the forest later on. Like, she was going back.
She's, like, really nervous because she knows that there's supposed to be a beast in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that that beast killed her dad.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, still really afraid about going in there. And
So she's going through the forest and she meets this prince from, like, another kingdom.
But she doesn't know he's a prince.
Yeah, because he kind of, like, lies to her because, like, he was, like...
These crazy giants! Large giants that are uncontrollable.
Crazy. There are seven of them. Giants.
Oh my gosh.
Giants in, like, quotations.
So large.
Yes, but they kind of, like, ransacked the prince and his little servant, so they were kind of embarrassed because they had, like, no clothes on. They only had, like, undergarments on.
And then, so the prince ended up, like, pushing one of the giants over and his legs came off.
And it was a dwarf. His fake legs came off. It was the seven dwarves.
Yep. And then he was like, I'm not going to fight you guys. And then they were like, oh, yeah. And then they went and they tied him up on a tree.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. But the prince went to the kingdom because apparently the queen was supposed to marry him because she wanted servants.
Did he think that he was going to marry her? Because I don't think he ever thought that.
I think he was just going because he wanted the gold.
Maybe they thought there was a princess.
He went to get the money, and then she wanted him for, like, the servants and stuff.
Okay, I got it.
And so the queen wants to put on a party for him. She has this treatment. It was gross. They had bees sting her lips.
So they're, like, bigger and gross.
And then they put mealworms in her ears and had, like, snakes crawl on her and, like, bird poop on her face.
So disgusting.
It was gross.
And then she, like, put, like, spikes in between her toes.
Yeah, because she's, like, wicked, and that's, like, so good for her. Like, helps her stay young or something. It was gross. They did that, and then they put on a party, and Snow White snuck into the party and danced with the prince. And, like, the prince fell in love with her, and the queen got mad.
Do you know, like, in balls, they're supposed to, like, switch dance partners, but he was, like, pushing girls away and stuff, and it was so funny. Mm-hmm. So he, like, stayed with Snow White and danced the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they danced, they kind of fell in love, but then Snow White got in trouble and pulled away. And then the queen goes into the mirror. She says, mirror, mirror, and then the mirror turns into, like, this transportation device.
And then he comes up in the water.
Yeah, she, like, goes in, and then she comes out of the water, and she's in this alternate universe, and then she, like, talks really to herself cool. in this other mirror. It's really weird. Hard to explain.
I know, it's like a past version of herself,
mm-hmm.
like a reflection type thing.
Yeah, but if you guys can go see this movie, it'd probably make a lot more sense than what we're explaining it.
It's kind of confusing unless you actually see it yourself, because you have to know, like, every detail and remember them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, we're just going to kind of move along. So she does that. Oh, yeah. She gets, like, this love potion because she wants to make the prince love her. And it turns out to be puppy love.
And that was, like, the funniest part ever. I cannot stop laughing.
So he's like, you are my master. I'm going to fetch for you. And it was really funny. And he was
like,
barking.
I'll do anything for you. I'll do it. And then he's like, And he was like, mining and stuff. It was so funny.
And this is kind of a subplot, but while all that's happening, Snow White has discovered the dwarves and is now, like, living with them. At first, they kind of are not sure if they like her, except for Half Pint. Yeah, there's this one dwarf named Half Pint, and he's in love with her, and it's really cute.
They had, like, really funny names, like Grub was, like...
Grub was the chubby
can you
one.
Guess? Grub was the one that liked food.
And then Half Pint was the one that, like, I don't...
Like, fell in love with everyone?
Yeah. And then there was, like, this one guy, and he was, like, a... What was he? He was a
There was
butcher.
Wolfie.
There was Wolf. He dressed up in a wolf costume. Oh. Chuck. He chuckled. they all had really funny names. And she went to stay with them, and they taught her how to, like, fight and be a thief because they're thieves.
They tried on, like, a bunch of outfits for her, and I was like, are they going to find something similar to these? Because these are terrible.
Yeah, but then they found her something. This really cool, like, blue outfit.
It kind of reminded me of, like, a Chinese warrior.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Like a woman warrior, not a man.
But they taught her how to fight, and she was, like, really good at, like, sword fighting, and she was amazing. And then the prince was, like, leaving the castle, and the dwarves and Snow White ransacked him, and, like, they had this huge, giant fight. But then they ended up, like, I don't know what they did. They kind of, like, fell in love again after the fight. And then, what's another part? Oh, yeah, later on.
Let's not give away the ending.
I won't give away the ending.
Okay.
But, like, the queen, it's the wedding day for the queen and the prince, but then, the dwarves come and, like, ransack the wedding and steal the prince.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, and the prince is held captive, and he's still in the puppy love form, by the way. And the only way to break it is if he gets, like, a true love's kiss, and so, like, she puts, like, for lipstick, she has, like, strawberries.
Yeah.
And after the kiss, he's like, you taste of strawberries. And it was really funny.
This happened. It was so funny. Oh, my gosh. And then at the end, the final song was, like, it was so good. Like, if I didn't hear it there, but if it was, like, different, I would have loved the song. I still love the song, but I don't know. It was just, like, kind of
weird.
Didn't really play along.
Yeah. But we're not going to give away the ending, but it was a really amazing ending, and it ended up happily ever after.
Maybe he still stays as a puppy, and Snow White keeps him as a pet.
Maybe the witch comes back and kills them. Maybe they get married. I don't know. We're not going to give away
the
ending.
Maybe everybody dies, and then the movie's over.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you guys.
No,
but it's
not going to happen.
It's a really good movie. You guys should go see it. It's at any theaters. It just came out a while ago, so it should still be in theaters for quite a while.
And it's, I don't know, like, I thought it was going to be terrifying. So we went with my 5-year-old cousin was at school, me and my aunt. And then we realized that it wasn't, I'm sorry, she's 6. Oh, oops. She's 6 now. Okay. But so we realized that it wasn't scary at all. And we were just about to go and, like, pick her up and bring her to the movie. But then she wanted to stay home and, like, do stuff. So.
But yeah, it was a really amazing movie. You guys should go see it. This is all the time we have. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sky.
This is Curtain Call on Voice America Kids Network. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like Disney 365.
And scene. Thanks for tuning in to Curtain Call. Please join your hosts for another show next week on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, break a leg.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.